Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are covering today what to say to your database. And because it's kind of in the middle of the year this year, I've been going over with a lot of coaching clients where their business is coming from, and just like every year, it's no different this year, that most people are getting most of their business. And in each case, I have to tell you guys, it's hilarious because you're always shocked that most of your business is coming from your past clients and center of influence. But it is. It's coming from your past clients and center of influence. And yet, when I look at how many people are in your database, I see that you're not getting that 10% return in most cases. In a few cases, you're getting over a 10% return. But by and large, most people are not getting at least a 10% return from their database. And because of that, I wanted to make sure that we are having a conversation about what do you say to your database. And I'm kicking off, of course, my database course that is going to be available 24/7, 365 days a year in our new online portal. But we're doing the class live again starting a week from Friday. So if you're interested in repeating the class for a very small fee or taking the class for the first time at a big discount if you're a coaching client, please contact us and we'll get you that information. So would it be okay if it were easier? And so I've got some tried and true things that actually do work in talking to your database, and I have some things in here that I bet you've never thought of before, and I would love, especially in the chat, if you want to put in anything that you don't see by the end of the call. So write down the thing you think right now that you should be talking to your database about, and if I don't cover it, I'd love you to bring it up at the end of today's call. So real quick review, who's in your database, and who should you go after with these contacts? Your database should be full of what? Owners or renters? Owners or renters? Should your database be full of owners or renters? Somebody put in chat, owners. Exactly. We should have a database that's full of owners. Which do you have more of in your database? I want you to make sure that you really know the answer to that question. There are four kinds of people in your database. There are people who are cold. There are people you don't know. And too many of you have too many of that kind in your database. You find them in social media or blogging or a website capture or opt-in emails or networking events or direct mail, but they're not your database. They're not in your they're not people that were already in your database, right? You're adding people all the time, and these people are cold. Cool people are people who are in your list now, but they don't really know you well. Warm are people who know you, already know you, and they like you, and they trust you. And hot are people from the warm list who want to buy or sell very soon, right? Buyers start to think about buying a home, guys, on average 3 to 5 years before they actually do so. And so it's really important that those people, you expect those people to be in your database for a long period of time, and you're going to spend a lot of time working with them to get them to like you, know you, trust you, and make them warm. All right? So this part's review. Who do you think you should contact first, and what the heck do you say to them? That's what this presentation is going to show you, what to talk about with ease that brings value. And my biggest tip for your best return on time is to start with the ones you know well, the warms and the hots. And when those are really well handled, then go back to the rest. So what's the purpose of a contact to your database? Let's review. Number one is you want to be a contribution to the person in your database. How can you help them? You may want to write that on a big piece of paper as you start to make contacts. How can I help the person on the other end of this call? What is their need? Right? What is their need? Do they need referrals to a vendor that you can help them with, like an electrician or a handyman or a painter or a lawn maintenance guy or whatever? Do they need a referral to them for their businesses? The best way for you to get a referral from somebody in your database who's in sales is to give them a referral. Do they need education on the market? Do they just need an ear to talk about crap that's going on in their life, guys? We want to pay attention, and you want to check box that you were a contribution on the call. Number two, should they meet with you in person to discuss a present or future need? Right? So this is the big purpose, is if they need to meet with you in person, that you schedule an appointment. The third thing that could be a purpose is just to say hi and remind them that you sell homes and you'd love to work with them or somebody they know when the need arises. Not today. You're not trying to push them to do something they don't want to do. It's a great thing about real estate, right? We're not trying to sell refrigerators to an Eskimo. We're trying to help people when the need arises. We're priming them for a future call to help them or refer to you. Number four, we're getting them in your pipeline for the future. Find out when every single person in your database is going to move next, where that will be, where it's going to be, and when will it be. It's your job, if you consider yourself their realtor, to find this out. Okay, be curious. Be curious. I'm going to type that in here. Be curious. Number five, find out that they no longer belong in your active database to follow up with. Maybe they're email or mail only, or maybe they're even done. Hey, guess what? My wife got a real estate license, right? Finding out that they don't belong there is a win too. When you know with clarity what happened on the contact, you're going to win this game. So let's run through these. And I want you to know you're going to get all these slides, so I'm going to go through them fairly quickly. So the first one is just to say hello. We haven't talked in a while. I was thinking about you. This is a tried and true Ford, F-O-R-D, family, occupation, recreation, dreams. How are you? How's the family? How's work? What are you guys doing for fun lately? What would you do next in life if money were no option? Let them dream, okay? How would you like it if I ask you, what would you do next in life if money were no option? Isn't that a fun question to ask? Hey, if you know them well enough, you can ask that question, okay? It's okay to just be thinking about them, by the way. I was just thinking about you because they came up in your database. It's okay to say that if they just came up in your database. I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, all the time, you know, I'll read something that's in their area, or they might have dachshunds, and I see an article on dachshunds. We do think about our clients all the time, don't we?
Yeah. And if not, prime yourself to do so. So where's the market and where's it going? Guys, one of the best things you can do to talk to people right now is interest rates are lower than they will likely be in your entire lifetime. Either refinance where you are and plan to stay, or sell and move into something bigger, smaller, single level, whatever. Where do you think the market is going? It's very important you ask your clients this question. For some people, they're worried about the market crashing again. Well, great. If they're worried about the market crashing, we've got to talk to them about go get stuck where you want to be stuck for the next cycle. If you're going to get stuck somewhere, do you want to be stuck where you are, or do you want to be stuck where you want to be? Now's the time. Today.
And don't forget, there's never been a 10-year period where owning real estate has been a bad investment. It's
never.
Only been the people that couldn't hold on in the last recession for 10 years.
So lock in a payment that's going to carry you through the next cycle. You want to give them an example. A $300,000 30-year loan at 3.6% is principal and interest $1,364 a month. At 4.8%, that's $1,574 a month, or $75,000 over the life of the loan. Have these conversations with people. It is totally from a spirit of contribution when you help them. Who else do you know this could help? Who do you know who's renting? Who has life changes coming up? Have that conversation with people. Just do a CMA on the purchase anniversary for them, right? And if you're in a rapidly changing market, you want to do it every 6 months or even every 3 months. Keep your client aware of what's going on in the market to cement in their mind that you are their market expert. Okay? Neighborhood news. New construction in the neighborhood or surrounding areas. New businesses opening up nearby. If you see a new business or new construction, think what clients do I have near here that I could call and have a conversation with them about it? If you have the conversation with one person plus it, how many more in my database could I be having this conversation with? Okay. Any recent changes in zoning rules or regulations, whether they're city or state, that affect people? Terry Pontius area just recently approved, she calls them granny flats or accessory dwellings. So everybody who has an illegal accessory dwelling now can be legal, and that raises the value of all the properties. Very important new zoning regulation that some people aren't paying attention to. Everybody doesn't get the paper anymore. Educate on the cost of iBuyers. This is another really important one that you probably haven't had a conversation with your database about. iBuyers' cost is much higher than they advertise, and your client should know this. There's an article here you can copy and paste when you get this, or I'll copy and put it in the notes in the chat right now for you. Okay, so here you go. Go ahead and bookmark that. This is an article that says that iBuyers cost you 13-15% of the sales price, and the sales price is often under market value to begin with, which is why they are losing $3,000 to $4,000 a home when they resell it. The iBuyers are Open Door, Zillow, because they made all their profit up front, guys. Okay, we've got to educate who won in this deal, the iBuyer company, not the seller. We've got to educate our clients on why people are buying properties and from them and how much the costs are. Educate that you can match any other deal they hear about, guys. And I don't care whether you can or you can't. You need to educate people that I can match or beat anyone's deal, at least give me the chance to do that. Okay? Credit back at closing, you can do that. Lower overall commission, you can do that. Advertising on a national level, you can do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that your people are seeing as a deal out there, you've got to don't let them not call you because they don't think you do that because you've never discussed it. I can match or beat anyone's deal that you see out there. At least give me the chance to do that is going to serve you well. It's an important conversation to be having with the people in your database. How about a PMI review? Schedule a PMI check-in at least every 3 years on anybody who's paying PMI. Okay? Can you save them money? Learn your PMI situation. All right? Mortgage review. Can you save the money? People do seem to love saving money, guys, and they love it when you tell them about it. What are the current interest rates compared to what they have now? If they're lower now, celebrate that with them and tell them how smart they are. How many people out there have lower than 3.6% interest rates, though, right? Okay. What would a new monthly payment look like? Could they pull equity, maybe, and buy a rental property? What are the costs to refi? How many years will you need to own to make those costs worth your while? If you paid a little bit more on your loan and you could pay it off in blank months at blank dollars a month, you'd save blank in interest over time. Is that a valuable conversation to have with everybody you in your database that has a mortgage? Yes. Okay. FHA refis the conventional can allow for a refund of upfront MIP. Did you guys know that? Do you have a lender you can refer to so they can also refer back to you? Okay. A lot of you guys are getting great referrals from lenders. Other of you are getting none. Who are you referring, right? Trade up or investment home deal of the month. Are you offering opportunities for your database to take advantage of? Guys, we sell houses. How often are we sending our database a house and saying, hey, this is a great trade-up house. Hey, this is a great downsize house. Hey, this is a great investment house. All right, you've got to associate yourself with houses in the minds of your database. Find and tell people about these great properties. Show how much down, how much a month, how much is repairs, how much is rent, what is cash flow, what's expected return. And then we have a little spreadsheet we use. Anybody who wants this can contact us. But you put in the purchase price, the annual increase in home value. We're using 3% right now. Obviously, it's been a lot higher, so that's fairly conservative. Down payment, closing costs, interest rate, taxes, monthly rent, year one, new tenant commission. This is us charging a commission to put in a new tenant, property management fees, annual increase in rent, and we show them what their one-year cash return on investment is and what their total return, including an increase in equity and appreciation, right? We show them each year what it's going to be worth. This is a great little spreadsheet you guys could ask for and use if that's something that you can do in your area, which is to sell great investment properties. Have an investment review. What's your return on your equity? Are you getting the returns you should from your 401k or your IRA? Use the ROI, return on investment and return on equity calculator to see how they're really doing. As their equity grows, their ROE, the return on equity, goes down. Smart investors know when to sell and buy two more with equity, right? You discuss 1031 exchanges. Leverage. You can keep and take equity and do the same thing should you change from a self-direct to a self-directed 401k or IRA that can buy real estate. All right, here's another idea. Call because you have a need. It's okay. I have a need. I have a buyer who'd like to buy. Now, while I don't think your house is right for them, who do you know who might? Here's what they're looking for. I have more signs in my garage than I have in front of properties. Help. That's a great one our friend Rose Pagonis calls and talks to people about. Market's currently experiencing a serious shortage of homes for sale. Who do you know who might be thinking of selling soon? What I'm hearing from some of you guys is your inventory starting to grow. And by the way, a little ping here, if you're not paying attention to that, you need to be writing down, do a search, save those parameters, and look and see how many new homes, how the total inventory is growing. If it's growing, we have an obligation to start having that conversation with our sellers that, again, you better go get stuck where you want to get stuck. How about a client appreciation day? Coffee with clients, family movie night, carnival, theme party, free ice cream at a store like 4 to 7. Todd Schroth did that. Todd, do you want to talk about that a sec? Guess not.
Yes, on mute, sorry. Yeah. You want me to talk about the client appreciation days?
Yeah, you did a ice cream store, didn't you? Everybody came and got a free ice cream?
Did we? No. I don't remember what we did. We did the theme parties. The client movie day, we did the Toy Story 4 and had success with that. This, you know, was a reason to reach out to clients and actually got a couple of things from it. People we hadn't really communicated with on a regular basis over 2 years. One buyer opportunity was they went to an open house that afternoon and sent me a text that they wanted to buy it. They were just out, you know, just shopping. So that was, you know, success from that. But yeah, it's just a lot of things you have on there are pretty on spot.
Great. And you can co-sponsor this with an office mate or lender. We did one here, and now the Allstate Insurance Company next door wants to co-do it next time. Make it even easier. What's great about that? We get to meet all the Allstate people, and they get to meet all of our people, right? I thought it was a great idea to co-sponsor with an insurance company. Keep them informed about what's happening in the area. There's a new listing in your neighborhood. Who should be your neighbor? How about one of our, one guy that I have in a small group said he likes to share Facebook event page posts like trivia night or movie or music at the local park, share it and invite the database to come. Even if you don't want to go, let some of them know about it that they might go. The key is following up with them as the time gets closer to the event and after. And if you go, take pictures with them. And then use send out cards or something to send a picture with the picture on a card. It was so great to see you at. Email or call with, we're going to blank as an office. Our office last year went to one of the baseball games the beginning of this season. You know, it'd be nice to say, hey, we're going as an office to the baseball park. would you like to join us, or will we see you there, right? So you just have to become friendly. Dining deals, customer appreciation. You could call about, hey, I've got a deal. I'd love to send you a discount card. You can get a free beer at you know, Teddy's, right? Or I'm giving away free popcorn at the opening to Downton Abbey. Show up and I'm going to be there and I'm going to give you a coupon for free popcorn. Okay, very simple little things that you can play on. Handyman landscape coupon. You can arrange a free hour or a buy one, get one free with a vendor like a handyman or landscaper. And this gentleman actually arranged with his local, I think it was Home Depot, a discount card, right? So that was kind of cool. Do something like that. Sponsor sports teams or school events and tell people about that. It gives you the opportunity to call everybody who's in your database in that school district or that area and tell them about it. It's a great thing to talk to your database. How about how to file your home exemption? Okay, that has to be done for every new buyer that you guys bought in the last year. And some states require that you file it every single year. Tell them the benefit. I remember we calculated it in our area, and we called and said, hey, do you know if you file this form, you could save $180 a year on your taxes? And in some of your market areas, it's a lot more than that. All right, let me give you the form. All you have to do is file and you could save $180 a year in your taxes. Know the rules and do they need to file annually? Hopefully they do, because then you get to call every year. How about sending some holiday cards? Contacting people with a holiday card is a great contact to make. We recommend that you do something that's not where they're going to get other cards, you know, like St. Patrick's Day or first day of spring or summer or fall, Labor Day, Memorial Day. Nobody sends a card for that. Why not you? This is a really good one. What is the best mortgage for your kids? Let's discuss. Can I buy an investment that's going to fund my kids' college while I depreciate it all their lives? Boy, that's a win-win, guys. Which mortgage will allow my adult children to buy a home for the least money down or the best terms? How to know when this is a great time to do this? Talk about their kids. Real estate is how people build wealth, and parents want to help their kids build wealth, guys. Did you know that the number of Gen Z consumers who took out a mortgage grew by 112% between 2018 and 2019? These are people born in the late 90s to the mid-00s. Generation Y, also known as the millennials, are the ones we hear talking about that they're not buying. Well, skip that generation. Go to Gen Z. They're buying. Something you saw or read or heard reminds you of them. This is one Mike talked about a minute ago, right? Pick up the phone. One agent that I talked to said he recently called a client who was moving from Ohio to his market area just to tell him that Ohio State stinks. But the positive is it won't be long and you'll have a new home in a much better state, right? Just for fun. Be a connector. If you know someone's looking for a job, see if you can find a connection for them. If they own a business, who can use their services? Net weaving is a great way to service your database, and they want to net weave back with you. How about investor stories? What did somebody else do that you can do too and get the results they got? You got to talk to people about this. True stories are very, very powerful. Hey, I wanted to tell you about a guy who used some money from a refi to buy a new investor home for $199. He paid cash, rented it for $1,500 a month. He was so happy. He converted his IRA to a self-directed, bought six more over the last 4 years. Rents have gone up. He's now earning close to $15,000 a month. He takes the money and every 2 years buys another one for cash. And in a few years, he's going to retire with over $20,000 a month income and will own over $2.4 million in saleable assets if he ever needs cash. All starting with a refi he did. You could do this too. Is that a powerful story? Tell investor stories. Popeyes. And we heard from Chris Hill and a couple of others at our summit this last year about Popeyes. The Popeye kit does some really cool things, and they're not that expensive. Take the minimum. It's 10 of them a month. It's like $75, and go deliver 10 little packages. How about the quarterly buyer or seller guides that Keeping Current Matters has? They have a great one that you could go drop off and ask people to give to someone if they're not planning to do it. Here's my referring link. If you're not a member of Keeping Current Matters, I highly recommend it. It's about $20 a month, and you get a $25 gift card if you sign up. There's my link in the chat. All right? Find out when everybody in your database is moving. Okay, remember in the very beginning when I said you need a pipeline, you need something in your database that shows where and when every person in your database is going to be moving next. So I'm going to challenge you guys right now, think in your own heads. Okay? I know you love your home, but I'm just curious, where would your next move be to? Okay? So those of you that have ability to put in chat right now, I want you to put it in. Where will your next move be to? Where will your next move be to? I was role-playing this with John Michael Cunningham, and I said, gosh, the next move I do is probably to an assisted living home because I just bought a house. But did I have an answer? Patty has an answer. Todd has an answer. Josh has an answer. You see, even when you're not thinking about selling right now, the question has an answer. And I want you to notice that the when naturally follows that answer. You don't even have to ask when. 99.9% of the people are going to move sometime. Create a pipeline so you know where and when and can talk about this in future contacts. You are their professional if you know that answer. And thank you, Josh, for reminding me of this. A word about the 80-20 rule. They do 80% and you do 20% of the talking. In addition, you should be asking open questions 80% of the time on these calls. I know this rule, you know this rule, everyone knows this rule. And that said, when you are making 8 to 18 contacts a day, which you should be doing to meet your goals, no matter what those goals are, it's helpful to leave a visual of that 80-20 rule out where you see it constantly to remember that. Where are you going to put it? Are they doing 80% of the talking or am I? Am I asking an open question 80% of the time? Great thought, Josh. Last thing I'm going to leave you with today is we have a webinar this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and the topic is cold calling, okay? Cold calling, which is not going to get you the same results as calling your database, but if you've worked your database and you need to be adding people to it, it's a great thing to learn to do. Ravi Bindi, some of you guys met him at the summit this last year, is going to be doing this webinar this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And I'd encourage you to come on if for no other reason than to listen to his tonality. Because when we're talking to people in our database, the tonality is so, so critical. Bring a friend or 100 of them. They all need to pre-register, registration link. It's not a link to the webinar. I just put that in, and that's not true. It's a link to register. And he has a class, I gave you the wrong whole information. I was talking today about, I have a webinar Friday on the database class. That's the one that I just put in, okay? There is a webinar today at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to put that one in. So the webinar that I'm doing Fridays on databases, the webinar today is in the chat right now to register for Ravi. And then we have a new and improved FSBOs in the years of iBuyers that's going to be tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. So I'm going to put that one in the chat too. And we would love to have you join us for all or any of these webinars. Coach Mike, did you have something?
Sorry,
let me unmute you. Go ahead.
You URL them.
Go ahead.
That was it. Nothing.
No,
fine.
You were on mute, so say it again.
Donna and I have been spending the last 6 weeks working on all these because we feel that your communication skills, your database, and working with for sale by owners are important to each and every one of your business. So I would attend all three of them.
I would attend all three if you possibly can. We will be recording them, so if you can't attend, we'd still love to have you pay attention to the recording. Upcoming, of course, we have the database course starting a week from Friday. We have the For Sale by Owner course starting, tell me what day, Mike?
Next Thursday, the 29th.
Thursday, the 29th. Mine is starting, the database is 30th. Thursday, the 29th is FISBO. And Ravi is going to be doing a cold calling boot camp in British Columbia, British Columbia, Canada, at the end of September that Mike and I are going to. There's going to be a small group, and I really expect it's going to be extremely powerful. If you do not have a great database, this is a great way to build one, is doing cold calling. So we would love to have you join us at that live event if you are interested in learning more. Or if you know somebody in your office that might be interested, please feel free to share any of these registration links with them as well. We look forward to having you. Thanks for joining us on Monday Mindset, and we'll talk to you soon. Any questions? Oh, last thing I asked you to write down, was there something that you thought of that we should be talking to our database about that I did not talk about? I'm going to unmute everybody so you can all tell me. Anybody have something that they would like? I guess some of you are muted and I can't unmute you. You may have to unmute yourself.
I do.
Yes, let's hear it.
Who do you know who has kids who want to buy their first home or first condo?
Absolutely. You want to have that kid conversation. Where did I have that one here? Was let's talk about your kids, right? Should the kids be buying? They sure should.
Got it.
Okay. So absolutely. Great one. Anybody else have one? Dwayne, John, Michelle, Todd.
I had another way of introducing that subject, which was
great.
I saw a great affordable condo on the broker tour this morning that would be great for somebody's first purchase.
So that's fantastic. When we've got a house to talk to them about, that's what we want to talk to them about. So it could be a trade up or a new first time buyer, right? Many times a first-time buyer or investment, a home is the same sort of home, right? But yes. And tell people how much down and how much a month. Excellent. Thank you all. We look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, board members.